Venezuela is plunging into a new round of political turmoil today after the Supreme Court there gutted the power of Congress. The court is stacked with judges loyal to the leftist president Nicolas Maduro. The Congress is led by the opposition party. Critics say the move basically creates a dictatorship for Maduro, who was elected in 2013 to succeed Hugo Chavez. The U.S. State Department condemned the court's actions, but Russia said the rest of the world should leave Venezuela alone. Joining us now from Caracas on Skype is Bloomberg News reporter Andrew Rosati. And Andrew, we remember those huge protests in Venezuela in the past few years. How are people there reacting today to this ruling?
Well, we're seeing some small flashes of sporadic protests. Some people are protesting outside of the Supreme Court. There's been some people trying to close major roadways and arteries here in Caracas, but they've been very small, very thin, and we haven't seen wide-scale protests like we did last year, or especially in 2014 when hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets here and really widespread movements across the entire country.
What does that tell you, that people aren't out in force as they were?
I think what we have to remember here is, in a lot of senses, yesterday's ruling by the Supreme Court formalized a lot of what Venezuelans have been living for the past year or so. The Supreme Court has knocked down or overturned almost every piece of legislation passed by the opposition-controlled National Assembly over the past 12 months or so. And I think here people have, you know, realized, or they feel, I should say, that they felt that the opposition has been so far unable to overturn or dislodge the Maduro government. There's been an outcry across the region, even up through the U.S. But, you know, the action by the Supreme Court here has been a slow water drop, and it's been going on continuously. So you haven't seen the knee-jerk reaction here in Caracas because, well, in effect, it's already happened.
Well, what was the justification for the court ruling to basically take the power away from the Congress?
This all stems back to 2015 when the opposition won a landslide election against the ruling socialists. They rode a wave of widespread anger over triple-digit inflation and chronic shortages of practically everything from chicken to car parts and cancer medicines. But three lawmakers are accused of foul play or irregularities in their victories. And since then, the Supreme Court has said, you know, as long as these three lawmakers continue to sit in Congress, Congress is held in contempt, and it has been now null and void. And this has been going on for a year, and there has been some jostling. Sometimes these lawmakers have sat, and they've been removed, and from what I can tell, the investigations haven't moved forward, and the opposition has gotten fed up, and they sat them anyway. Now, the Supreme Court has said, hey, you can't do this, and you're in contempt, and we want to keep governing. We want to keep things moving. And they've just essentially said that the Supreme Court will take over all the responsibilities and functions.
Hmm. Well, tell us how things are playing out there right now just on the ground in terms of the economy after – you know, oil prices have been much lower than they used to be. That's a big problem in Venezuela. But you're also seeing food shortages and other things.
Venezuela has been in the throes of an economic crisis for a number of years now. And you see this played out all across Caracas. There are long lines in front of many supermarkets, pharmacies, of people trying to find basic foodstuffs or medicines. And it's even more increasingly you see worse hardships, and at times people even sorting through trash to find, you know, leftover foodstuffs. And the big problem is here is that because inflation has spiraled so much, many people's basic wages don't cover enough to make ends meet. So they're really trying to find what are these regulated goods here, you know, price controls on things like rice or chicken. And while these goods have been harder and harder to find, people have become increasingly desperate.
So is the hope that by Nicolas Maduro taking more power and taking it away from the Congress that he'll be able to fix these problems more easily?
Venezuela this year is facing billions in dollars of bond payments. And the government, I guess I don't have to say at this point, is strapped for cash. And a big problem right now is the Venezuelan government is trying to get international financing. They're trying to spur investment. But because the Congress is controlled by the opposition, they haven't been able to gain their approval. Congress and the Maduro government have been at loggerheads for over a year now. And Congress has said, hey, we're not going to approve everything until you take our opinions into consideration. And this has caused a lot of fears across the spectrum. And a lot of analysts are saying the Maduro government is doing this so they can try and get more international financing to try and, you know, jumpstart their moribund economy. I don't know if this is going to be enough for investors, but it looks like they're going to try and plow through.
That's Andrew Rosati, who is a reporter for Bloomberg News, joining us from Caracas, Venezuela. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.